The armor of God. So Ephesians was probably written in the first century in either the 80s or the 90s, so late first century, and it was probably written after Paul had died. And this was a curious place for Christians to be because Paul had taught that Jesus Christ was going to be here on earth immediately. Like, Paul thought every day and night he would wake up or in his sleep be awoken by Jesus Christ right here on earth. And so Paul died. And what does a community of faith do with that? How do they live with knowing that Jesus isn't here yet? We were taught that Jesus will be here like yesterday or today, right away. And how do we live in this society? And what do we believe? So this letter is really a shift in theology and learning to live in that space. And this faith community lived among the Roman Empire. So they saw Roman soldiers all the time. It was commonplace for them to see Roman soldiers, especially if they lived in a city. So that's where this metaphor comes from, this metaphor of the armor of God and seeing the armor on Roman soldiers all the time. I went to Europe and rode on the train, and you know, here in the States, we don't see military with big guns. We might see the police and they might have a pistol or something, but we don't see big guns on people every day. In Europe on the train, whenever a stop comes, the military gets on with like machine guns, and I was like, this is weird, but Europeans are, it's commonplace to them. So I'm saying this because it's not something that we see every day, but in the Roman Empire, they would have seen Roman soldiers all the time. And so how did this shift from a metaphor of God's armor to the Roman soldier's armor to thinking that we needed to go to war for Christianity? We needed to force people. Where did this come from? Where did this shift happen? Well, when Emperor Constantine became Christian, he decided everyone in the empire should be Christian. So unfortunately, history has it that his creed was that everyone in the empire was to be Christian, and therefore we have this metaphor shifted more to a military culture rather than just a metaphor. And I ask you, how can we be forcing people into Christianity? Emperor Constantine, all the way to today, how can we be forcing people into Christianity while we are worshiping the Prince of Peace? So let's look at the armor of God. Let's look at this scripture more closely. The first part that I would like to highlight is verses 12 and 13. Not against flesh and blood, but rulers of authority. This means systematic oppression, systematic injustice, all the systems that bring people down. This isn't about forcing people into Christianity. This is about speaking for justice, speaking out against injustice. And have you ever noticed when to get to know someone who might not look like you or act like you or dress like you, when you actually get to talk to them, you realize that, quote unquote, that kind of person is okay. They're okay. And before that, you might have preconceived notions or assumptions about that kind of person, but once you get to know them, it's a different thing. And you know, I find this on Facebook. I find that Facebook has a lot of negativity because you're not looking at a person. You're just putting it out there, and it's so easy to be mean when you're not looking someone in the eye. But once you get to know someone, and if you were to look at someone in the eye, could you actually say some of those things that people say on Facebook? I hope not. I don't think so. So peace comes when we get to know one another. At BU, I went to school with a lot of Koreans, South Koreans, and so we were talking one day about their military service, and in South Korea, every young man is to serve in the military. And so in this, we were talking about how do you do this, and how do you live a Christian life, but also be in the military and have to sometimes shoot at people or do unkind things. And so they said that part of the training is to actually get whoever the opposing group is, there's like a, you don't like them. So the training is part of getting that group of people to not be people like you. They're different. So they get the military people to dislike the enemy so that they aren't like you and I, human beings, they're those people. And I found that very interesting. I found it interesting that when we take the humanity out of people, take that relationship building out of people, that all of a sudden we can do not so nice things and really mean things. All right, the belt of truth. So this could be the belt of truth, like you need to speak God's truth. When you're out in the world, you are speaking the truth of God and the truth about one another. I think this, in short, says don't gossip. Only speak the truth about one another in your faith community and outside your faith community. And then we have the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protects all the vital organs, including the heart. So in this book, in Ephesians, the breastplate of righteousness, God is protecting our hearts, our souls, all the vital organs. And of course, God of righteousness is God of mercy, God of justice, and God of righteousness. And the shoes of peace. What would it be like to walk about our day out and about with the shoes of peace on our feet? Walking through the streets, only speaking peace, only doing peaceful things. I've lived in Syracuse long enough to know that we grumble a lot. We grumble about the weather. We grumble about how Syracuse University football and basketball are doing. We grumble about all sorts of things. And what if instead of grumbling, we were wearing our shoes of peace and putting out this light of God, only positivity into the world, only speaking God's truth, only showing God's love, walking in the shoes of peace. The shield of faith. So, I learned this in doing my research, that the Roman Empire was really smart in that their shields were interlocking. So 2/3 of the shield would protect the soldier and 1/3 of the shield would interlock with the one next to them so that they could actually, when walking towards their enemy, have a wall in front of them. And then you can see that they interlocked on top too. So they had a roof of shields and a wall around them of shields. They were protecting each other, and arrows could not get through. And so when we speak of the shield of peace, we are speaking of us Christians sticking together. We need to keep being a Christian family, brothers and sisters in love and in faith. Being together in the good times and the bad times, and always speaking God's truth together. The helmet of salvation. wearing the helmet of salvation. I believe this had something to do with Paul, the new theology, and wearing that helmet of salvation, that people can go to heaven. And even though Jesus Christ hasn't come back to earth, that it's going to be okay, and we're going to wait and be excited for that day. And the sword of the Spirit. Now, the sword of the Spirit in this armor of God is the first offensive weapon. All the other armors of God, all the other pieces were all protective or defensive. This is the first offensive weapon in the armor of God. And it talks about the armor, the sword of words. So, our first offensive and only offensive weapon is the word of God. The word that we share that comes from Scripture and what we know of God, but also the words that we speak to each other and the words that we speak to the community at large. Those are our offensive words. Those are the things that let people know that we are Christian. Words matter. What we say does matter. And if this is our offense, we need to be sure to always be speaking the truth. And I have to confess, one of my passions in life is being the best Christian in the way that I know Christians need to be. Because I feel like there are some Christians out there that have given Christianity a bad rap. They're blaming other people, they're pointing a finger, they're hating, they're not sharing the truth. I believe Christians are about peace and love, not about hate and judgment. Christians are about inclusion and not about judgment. So one of my passions is being the best I can be, to be an example of being Christian. So this scripture is not about getting ready for war, but it's about getting ready for living daily in peace. This may mean with others in our faith community. It might mean with others outside of our faith community. It might be with people we've never met before but have heard about. Or it might be living daily with the struggles within, all those things that go on inside us. Just as the hearers of this letter lived in the constant presence of the Roman soldiers, we are under the constant threat of hearing about who to blame for our situation and why our life is so bad. It's constant if you listen to the news or again, on Facebook, how it's all I read is all the negative things about who to hate and who to blame and who to judge. And this letter is about how to get away from that and live daily in peace. We need to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray in the Spirit. The Spirit came to us when Jesus was risen to heaven. And so pray to the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So how do we live together in this world, in this faith community in peace, and in the larger community in peace? What if the way was not one of hate or blaming others for our problems or for our individual problems or our community's problems? What if it was about wearing the armor of God, which is one of peace, one of words that reflect God's righteousness, the wish of the Spirit, and the example that Jesus gave to us? Wearing the armor of God is one in which we speak out against systematic injustice and we live daily in constant prayer for peace. Amen.